Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, this is Humphrey Cavendish, and I have been granted permission by your emperor and mine to detail everything that went on with Notre Dame spring practice in a gentlemanly fashion. The emperor, the commissioner, and the chief inspector shall be back next week at some point. They are celebrating Holy Week, and given the fact that England has given up on the Catholic Church back in the 16th century, he figured I could do the job for you. So, Notre Dame football. Back at it again. The 12th practice of the season. What happened? What caused such a ruckus? What made these things important to you? Seeing as how I have absolutely no idea whatsoever, I figured we would just go over the very raw details. This is the gentleman's review. We don't delight in details or in rumor or innuendo as a gentleman. We are going with raw facts, and these are the raw facts as we see them. The injuries have mounted quite large. Our friend Kim Hart is back. Anyway, he had his pads back on and was not practicing. On the other hand, Pat Coogan, Billy Shrouth, Joe Wilkins III, Jarrett Patterson, and Avery Davis were unavailable. I don't see how you can go through a spring with so few wide receivers at your helm, but Marcus Freeman is no mortal head coach. One of the very, 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 very key points of the practice session was the notable
Rocco Spindola. He had seemingly replaced Andrew Kristofic at left guard. Now, keep in mind, it may or may not mean much of anything at all, but it could mean a great deal. And we will get back to that at some point. One of the most debated topics during the Brian Kelly era was that of special teams and the fact that they were not, as the Queen would say, very special indeed. No, no, Your Majesty, they were not very special at all. They were okay. They were good. Special is reserved for a fine, fine bottle of wine that snuck out of the country of France. But, to our dismay, I am without that bottle. And yet, I am still quite drunk, thanks to gin. Braden Lindsay and Chris Tyree are both figured to be kick returners, which makes, I don't know, all the sense in the fucking world because of how fast they are. Anyone who thinks that Braden Lindsay shouldn't be back returning kicks is either a communist, a crazy, or a special person. Then again, he could just be Irish. Why Braden Lindsay? Why Chris Tyree? Why not the speed? If they are special teams, make them special. Make them special for all time. Do you think Lou Holtz, in his prime, would look at a guy and be like, I don't believe that this man should be returning kicks. He is too fast. No, of course not. That's fucking crazy talk. He had a man named Rocket, and he fucking returned everything. You have a name? Braden Lindsay. He is not named after a rocket. And yet, he is back there, ready to return kicks. Just go with it. And what is spring football? What is this 15 practices? 14 of which are practices, and a 15th is a so-called blue and gold game. It's a time to get better. But it's definitely not a time to just say, oh, I know what's going to happen in the fall because this happened in April. No, this is not the thing, and it is not the time. But we need to make it the time and the thing. But to hear of a 105-play scrimmage, to hear of the things that went down, and to hear Tommy Rees not knowing who threw an interception baffles the mind and rots the gut. What is spring football if not for every rep to be tabulated, to be counted, to be scrutinized, to be fucking blogging stock on dash. That is what spring football is for. And to say, I did not see an interception, is perhaps one of the greatest crimes of the time. Now, what shall we expect over the next couple of weeks? Not much. Not much indeed. The team will, of course, draft teams for the so-called blue and gold game. Hopefully, the weather will be grand, and many people will be there, to celebrate the coming of Marcus Freeman. But what will the game look like? How will it be judged? How will it be determined? How will it be written in the annals of history? That remains to be seen as well. There will be a draft. No one knows the rules. And yet, they will allow the media to witness the draft, but will not allow the media to witness 20 plays of a scrimmage. We shall see. And we will know. And what we know will not be anything what we think we know come the time that we need to know it in the fall, when things are known in a time of need. Now, some of you may be thinking, this is all very, very anticlimactic. And I agree, which is why you are talking to me, Humphrey Cavendish, and not the Emperor. There is a way to go about these things, and this is the most gentlemanly way we can think. You have questions about depth charts? Ask them and you will be laughed at. Get answers to those questions and you will be stupid, because they will be wrong, indubitably. But that's okay. It's spring football, after all. And who really gives a shit? Things will happen, and things won't happen. And yet, we will get to June, and July, and August, and the team will come together, and then things will start to matter. I mean, what is a problem, anyways? What do we need to know? In all of my time on this earth, I have found there is no problem so complex, no crisis so grave, that it cannot be satisfactorily resolved in 20 minutes. And here I have been, very slowly, talking for 10. Please allow this quick break, where we will pay the proverbial bills, and then when we come back, our good friend Jack Valla will join us to talk just a little Notre Dame recruiting. I warn you now, Jack Valla is no gentleman. He is no gentle man. He is a harsh man. But in the world of recruiting, harsh men are needed. We'll be back.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey everyone, this is Joshua Voles, Emperor, Supreme Warlord, and Defender of the Faith over at OneFootDown.com. And I just want to remind everybody to get on over to Homefield Apparel, HomefieldApparel.com, and check out all the lovely gear that they got over there. I don't care if you're a South Carolina fan, a North Carolina fan, a Tennessee fan, a Notre Dame fan, a Indiana fan. I certainly care if you're a Michigan fan, you should burn in rotten hell. But should you have a Michigan family member that you absolutely have to get a gift for, they got you covered. And if you use the code OneFoot on your first order with Homefield, you will save 15% off your total order. Right now, they are in the middle of a great refresh season. They were going to be like 8 weeks of refreshing old stuff and a few new things here and there. And I've seen just a smidgen of what they got coming on, and it is going to be grand. It is some of the most comfortable gear that you will find out there, and always the best looking. So make sure you check it out. Go to Homefield, homefieldapparel.com. Use that code OneFoot on your first order, 15% off, and look good.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And we have returned. As I promised before the break, we will speak with Jack Valla about some Notre Dame recruiting. Again, I warn you of the coarse language and of the very American ways in which he views things. And that's okay. This is, after all, American football. This is not the... Shut the fuck up, would ya? Jesus, Humphrey. What questions you gotta ask me? My word. Well, Jack, if you were just gonna burst on the scene... I am gonna burst on the scenes just like that. Jack, just calm down. Calm down. I'm calm. All right, Jack. There's only really a few questions I have to ask you. Number one, on Friday this week, 4-star running back Jabrain Payne, maybe a descendant of Major Payne, I don't know, will be announcing a commitment to either Notre Dame or Kentucky. Do you have any insight, any information at all, that you could tell the listeners of the OFD podcast?
Yeah, listen, Humph. First of all, you didn't even tell the guys what's going on here. This is a 2022 running back. 4 stars out of the great state of Ohio, Cincinnati, LaSalle. And look, the kid committed to Indiana. Dalen McCullough went to South Bend. He's looking around. And it's between Kentucky and Notre Dame. I don't know. I'm not a fucking genius like you, Humph. All right? I don't know. But what I'm saying is I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good about Notre Dame putting another one in the stable. Putting another back in the stable. We'll have to wait and see, but I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good. Well, that's quite wonderful. I love to hear about young men from, you say, the state of, it's Ohio, you dumb fucking. Yes, just say that, Ohio. Ohio. No, that with the Ohio. Jesus Christ. Well, from the great state of Ohio, Jabrain Payne. So you're expecting him to go to Notre Dame. That's great. That's wonderful. That's grand. But let me ask you the big question here. What about Dante Moore? Dante Moore? Jesus. Look. The dominoes have fallen. Chris Vezina committed to Clemson earlier today. That's it. There's Notre Dame's not getting Arch Manning. I mean, the kid made a nice visit to Virginia, but he ain't going to Virginia either. But he ain't coming to Notre Dame. Dante Moore is it. So Notre Dame put all the Will Shipley eggs into the Dante Moore basket. And now it's time to see what's going to happen. I think we were all expecting a commitment this spring. And it looks like that may not happen. Maybe things are going to be waiting. But I'll tell you what, I'm not worried. I like to know what's going on, but I'm not worried. there is some shit out there by a fucking idiot. Some fucking moron over on some recruiting site from Michigan. I don't want to say his name. You know, there may be some legal issues there. Come on, Jack. You know, use some decorum here. Yeah. It rhymes with FJ Spalland. And I got this note in front of me. I'm gonna read it. Many expected Moore to commit shortly after his visit to Notre Dame. I'm told Moore didn't love the overall vibe in South Bend, and still has question marks about the Irish quarterback production and antiquated offense. While Notre Dame remains a huge player, it's clear Moore isn't completely sold. LSU and Oregon, I can't even read the rest of this bullshit. Antiquated offense. What the fuck is so antiquated about it? Michigan writers. What the fuck? Antiquated. Antiquated. Coming from a Michigan writer. Oh my God. You ever been to the big house? Hey, Humph. You ever been to the big house, Humph? No, I can't say that it's a hole in the fucking dirt. It's terrible. It takes you 4 hours to take a piss. It's terrible. Oh, well, we don't need to get so crass. Now, Jack, I'm going to get crass because that place is crass. It's ass. But I'm telling you right now, anything being talked about with Dante Moore, just throw it up in the air and watch it fucking disappear. Just sit back and wait and see what happens. All the eggs, all the Irish golden eggs are in this basket. Let's see what happens. I mean, I'm a gambling man. I'm a gambling man, huh? Are you a gambling man? Well, I can't say that I did lose quite. I ain't asking if you, did you win, did you lose? Did you gamble? Did you put it on the line? Yes, from time to time, I will. Then put it on the line here. Dante Moore, put it on the line. Jack? We lost Jack Vella. We lost Jack Vella. Oh, dear Lord. Well, I had hoped that this would be a little more gentlemanly. And anytime Jack Vella is involved, I suppose it is not. But once again, we are 12 practices down in the spring. That leaves 2 practices and a blue gold game, along with a player draft. We'll have to wait and see. You shouldn't hear from me again for at least, I don't know, maybe a month. But you won't hear from the emperor, the commissioner, or the chief inspector for at least a week and a half, sometime midweek after Easter. Just know, I have been authorized to tell you, per the emperor, that there will be a couple more shows in between then and now. That's good news for you, but for some reason, he did not hire me. Good day.